What up, y'all? This is Panda AOD.
And me, Gym City Nate.
Gym City Nate. And this is another episode of
Baycass Valentine's
Day. Baycass. Hey, Bay.
Hey, Bay.
Bay, Bay.
Bay.
I don't even know how we used to do it because that was not it.
Well, just keep rolling. Keep going.
So, for those of you who have been familiar with our podcast, it's very sporadic, as in this is like the first episode in
2020
forever. We recorded a couple episodes before, but those episodes never got put out, and that's okay. But we just wanted to touch base because today is a good day. I've been having fun all day. Like, even though I had to work today, you had to work today.
Yeah.
I just been having a good day. And I think it's because I knew, like, we was going to hang out. No matter what, we was going to do something fun. And I think just at dinner, this is one of the times we've had the most engaging conversation. Not to say our conversations have been trash, but I was just really, I was happy. I was cracking up the whole time.
Well, that's good. trash?
No, I said
not to say trash.
We always have good conversations, but it was just so intriguing. It was it kind of felt like we were going out on like our third date or something. Like, it didn't feel like it was like our however many dates now.
Is that how many dates it takes to pick off somebody's plate?
Oh my God.
So you sure did that.
Y'all men love to talk about women.
No, y'all women love to pick off a man's plate.
We want to taste everything. It's just about, it's a part of being a connoisseur.
No, if you a connoisseur it on the menu, you should, if you wanted to taste it, you should have ordered it.
I had salmon, y'all. I had salmon, mashed potatoes, and broccoli. And Nate had
surf and turf. I had a filet mignon and a lobster with a side of macaroni and cheese.
And I asked for a bite of his steak because I don't eat seafood like that. So I didn't want no lobster. I had my salmon. I just asked for a bite. And I offered him a bite of my salmon, which he took.
Okay, but still, that should be a poll. How many of y'all women pick off your man's plate when y'all first? It wasn't even like we was in mid dinner. This is when the place just.
But it's not down. Like I wanted to share the plate. I just wanted a bite.
Y'all never want to share the plate. I'm just saying, like, y'all always want to pick off the plate.
That shows how stingy y'all men is, though. Most women, and y'all see that meme going around with the woman that's, like, picking off her man's plate. And they be like, y'all women always whoop-de-whoop. No, most women just want a bite. And it's only because we want to taste everything. Like I was telling Nate, you have taste notes.
Well, she made up today.
And it's not made up. And most of the women listening will understand because we're foodies. That's why y'all say women get hangry. We love food.
Hey, man, we ain't need to just carry a Snickers.
Snickers not going to do it.
Whatever.
But shout out to Shanice McDaniel because she was the Snickers. Like, she was crazy about Snickers in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Ain't help. That ain't help picking off plates, but.
Whatever, I could have picked off your plate a lot more if I wanted to. Because when I asked for a piece of his steak, y'all, it was before he asked for the steak sauce. And you know, if you got a good steak, you don't need no sauce. But that's only because Nate prefers his steak well done. Which a lot of y'all do. I know a lot of well done people. And well done people always get their steak sauce because y'all done cooked the steak to the point where it needs the sauce. You get that medium well. Not medium rare, medium well, where it's like well done on the outside, but a little bit of pink on the inside. So when you eat it, it got that moisture. It got that texture.
It ain't done.
It is done.
Shit. That ain't what mama said.
Shoot, granny used to get the rare. It wasn't that rare, but it was rare enough. But no, so one thing we talked about in the car that I thought was really interesting was the whole moving in thing. It wasn't even a moving in thing. We got on the topic of moving in because we talked about how it felt like we've been together much longer than 2 years. Because we're going on 2 years. And it seems like longer than that.
Why does that feel like that?
To me, it feels like that because even though, like, in my mind at first, I'm like, we don't really spend as much time as typical couples. But every time we spend time, we make it count. So, like, we communicate and interact in a way where it don't feel like we don't spend that much time together.
I was like, our communication is more like we've been at it for already like 10 years or so.
No, I feel like we be going at it, but we don't go at it like hard still.
No, I ain't saying going at it. Like, we do things.
We go back and forth.
That, get on each other's nerves. But not only that, looking after one another, like, hey, why'd you do this? Or why'd you leave the cabinet open?
And that's what I love, though, I think. And that might be like, to what I was saying, definitely highlighting what you're saying, which is we communicate in a way like we've known each other for that long. Mm-hmm. Because, like you said, we get on each other. Like, but the best thing about it is we can handle it. Like, you get on me a lot.
It'll be a lot. It's necessary.
And I can handle it. I'm here, ain't I?
Yeah, you hit. You ate good, too.
I did eat good.
No, but every time I say something, you be like, babe.
But
babe.
I also told you that
I already know.
I also told you that you get on me like my parents got on me, and not in a bad way. Like, it's like you are like my guardian. Like, if my parents were to, like, not guardian like guardian shit, but like guardian angel on earth, because my parents, if I was to sit down and talk to them and be like, what do y'all want from a man for me, it's like they wrote everything down on a list and God was like, bloop. But they always say you gotta ask for what you want. Like, you really gotta be sure of it. And like, most women, men, whoever, they'll talk to God about a relationship or a spouse, and it's like, God, please bring me a beautiful woman. Please bring me a hustler. Please bring me this. But when you do that, you got to be careful, because that's only asking him for one specific thing. So God will send you, like, if you're only asking for one specific thing, then you are focused on that. So if I was like, God, send me a guy who is...
With a law.
Send me a guy who has money, or who has something about himself. Send me a guy who has his own business. God would have sent me that. And because I'm only focused on that, any guy that presented himself to me that had their own business, I would have been like, oh, that's him. That's a sign from God. But I didn't do that. I told God, like, I'm done looking. I don't want to continue to pursue this. If the guy is for me, you will bring him to me. So I pretty much surrendered everything to God. And so even like how we linked and connected, just to circle back, and we won't harp on it because we've said it before, but like how I posted that future husband application, I was so scared and nervous to post that, because it wasn't like I was looking for any attention. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want people to think that, but it was just so funny to me when I read it out loud. So I was like, let me post this, because this is really legit. And so just the fact that that thing that I was so nervous about drew you in, like, God was like, she ready, because like, I just didn't have like, I didn't have a strict list. I just said, God, I surrender, like, I just want you to bring me the right person. And I be laughing with my mom about you and my dad, because you really be on me. I be like, damn.
You gotta be. I ain't gonna
shoot. You be like, babe, now you know your tire was low. You should have put air in it before you left my house. And I be like,
yep.
All right, babe.
I mean, that's just the nature. That's just the nature.
You're like, now why would you leave? How did you leave your purse at work?
Yeah. Like, yeah, because I got on you before, because you always just carry your phone and wallet, and I don't know why you, and not just you, but other,
it's
why
hard.
No, how is it hard?
Because if I carry a purse that I'm not used to, like,
it's just something extra you gotta carry.
Yes. And
no,
then I'm gonna have to put it down at some point. I can't carry it everywhere, except for, I mean, like, you gotta think about it. I work in an office, like, I work in a firm, so it's like, am I going to carry the purse on my arm into meetings? Am I going to carry the purse on my arm at my desk? No, I'm going to put it down. So I just get comfortable and forget that I had a purse. That's why I like to wear things with pockets. And that's why women love dresses with pockets and stuff. Because if we had pockets on everything, we really wouldn't wear a purse.
But I would think that you would know, like, hey, I brought this with me. I should make sure that I have it with me.
That's why I said I want a briefcase, because
No.
That's a stunning accessory.
Bypass the accessory. I'm just talking about from the simple fact that, hey, this is my item. It has my personal important information in it. I should make sure that I should keep it, regardless if you have a purse or not.
I do. So when I was at home and I realized I left it at work, that's why I knew I had to go back and get it, because it had my personal stuff in it.
But that's going around the question. I'm saying, like, if you're right here and you know you have to head out, but you know you need that with you.
It's hard because at work, it's like, it's crazy because work is like literally your second home. And you spend more time at work than you spend at home, which is sick, but it's true. So that's like going to my freaking, going to like a club, like Bomb Burger. How Bomb Burger was for us at Stivers. Going to work is like going to Bomb Burger. Everybody there, I'm familiar with. We are all regulars there. We have our own like personalities and mannerisms, so I know how this person gonna be and that person gonna be, usually 9 times out of 10. So when I go to work, I'm not thinking about my purse. Once I put it down, I'm not thinking about it, because I don't think nobody around me gonna steal from me. I don't think you like that's.
I'm
different.
Not saying that. Hold on.
You like that's if different you, from Bomber. Right.
If you talking about Bomber, then you got
okay.
Two
so it's a little bit different, but nobody around me is gonna steal from me. Nobody around me is, I have to prove my identity to. They know who I am. I have a key to the building. I know the passcode to the security system. Why am I worried about my purse? I'm not. That's the problem. That's why I usually keep my purse in my car. And I told you, I said I took it out of my car today. Because anybody like you or anybody else, they'd be like, why do you leave your purse in your car? That's not safe. It really is, because my car alarm is going to go off. Somebody try to break in my car. I lock my doors. Mm-hmm. So I should keep my purse in my car. But today I took it out. And that is why I left my purse at work. Does that make sense?
No.
Yes, it does.
No, it does. No, I'm not a hater.
That makes sense.
Because for me, I'm like, okay, the whole pockets thing, I get. Because I keep my wallet. It's funny because I thought I lost my wallet today. But I ended up finding it because it was in a little cup.
I'm listening though.
Yeah. But no, I took my wallet out. And I put it in a little glove compartment thing. Really? So random. And then I'm going through Wendy's drive-thru, and I ordered my 2 for $5. And they told me it would be 3 minutes till they made it. I'm like, all right, that's cool. I need to find my wallet. I pulled off, and I was like, man, I can't find it. And then, lo and behold, the guy's at the window. He knock on the door, and he tell me, he's like, hey, don't worry about it. It's on the house. I just want to tell that sweet story. Long story short, I keep the wallet in my pocket. And I know where it's at all time.
You keep your wallet in your pocket so much that some of your pants have an imprint from your wallet.
But I know where it's at.
Y'all be having bricks in your pocket.
But the point I'm trying to say is that it's always on me. Like, oh, something
keyword,
like my wallet.
Pocket.
No.
Yes, and what did you say to me? Why do you keep your wallet in your pocket? The same reason you do.
No, first of all, you're just looking for something.
No, and let's point that out, y'all.
You always trying to look for something.
Man, why do you keep your wallet in your pocket? This is man to woman. Why do you keep your wallet in your pocket? You should get a purse. But the same man that said that keep his wallet in his damn pocket. You don't carry a purse.
First of all, don't know why I carry a big ass tablet wallet. Your shit is like...
It's not a tablet.
Well, it'd be that big.
It's a pocketbook.
So it's in a wallet. It's a pocketbook. I don't carry a pocketbook. I carry a small wallet. Small foldable wallet.
It's not small. It's thick. It might be smaller in length, but it's thick.
Regardless. Besides the size, whatever it's called, my main point is it's always on me and it's always with me.
You're just cracking me up how you sitting and how you doing your hands.
This is what happens, y'all. Whatever,
our whiskey glasses. No. And your toothpick.
This is what happens. Whenever I get to making a point, you always want to get silly. You always want to bypass the conversation. You don't hear me.
I hear your point, but I hear mine too. You as a man ask me as a woman.
I'm not saying as a man. I'm just saying as a...
Instead of putting your stuff in your pocket.
Now you're being silly. I'm not even coming at it as a man. I'm talking about as an individual who carries their personal important information on them, should always carry it on them at all times.
I agree. I'm done messing with you. I agree. I see. I agree to disagree, but I see your point.
All right, I see your tipsy ears.
Anyway. And then, so, anyway, we got on the topic of how, just to circle back, how long we've been together, which is going on 2 years, and how we both thought it was
longer.
And so, something that we talked about was, there's couples who live together, there's couples who spend every day together and may not live together, but they literally see each other every day. But they may not be spending that same amount of quality time. And I think that's why it seems like we've been together for so long, is because when we were together and we were in two different cities, in Dayton and Columbus, we only missed, out of that whole year, one weekend because of the weather. And on those weekends, we were kicking it at your spot, kicking it at your mom's spot, kicking it up here in Columbus at my spot. And we were kicking it. I mean, we were doing things like, you would record videos, I would have podcast interviews. So we just were like completely ingrained in each other's like practices. Then we move up here and we don't live together, but we spend,
I move up here,
you moved up here, and we spend, oh, and we would go over to my parents' house too. But then we move up here and we spend 2 days out of the week together at least, and we usually kick it on the weekend, usually a Sunday or like Saturday night, Sunday morning, we just touch base. Mm-hmm. So I think that that speaks to a lot to our relationship, because we really do like enjoy every bit of the time we have, and both of us really don't have a lot of time. Like, for you to work in the news, for me to work at a firm, 9 to 5, and then when I'm off, you're still at work. And then on the days where you get off at like 8:30, you still got stuff you got to do when you get home, and I got stuff I got to do. So some days I'm at home because I'm like, if I go chill with Nate, I'm not going to get this done. And vice versa. So I think it's just beautiful how it does feel like it's longer for us, but that's because we utilize like every moment.
What you want me to say? Babe, say something.
No. What were you talking about at dinner, though? You had said something very profound. You said, oh, it wasn't profound at all.
What?
You was talking about how I'm bougie.
Oh, yeah. You can't be low maintenance and bougie.
Yes.
That's an oxymoron.
There is a such thing. Nate always tells me I'm bougie, y'all. I'm not bougie. For those of you who have known me, though, I have my moments where I'm like, I'm on my pink girl shit, where I go and get like, I get my nails done pink. Pink is my favorite color, literally. And that's typically the stereotypical bougie, whatever. But I'm also like, I'm just chill. I'm literally me. And then my AOD side comes out, and it's more of like the
AOD side?
Not necessarily a side, but I wear more streetwear with AOD, so people think like, oh, she just chill. But then they be surprised and they be like, oh, she bougie. But I'm not bougie. I'm very low maintenance bougie.
So how you gonna go say it? I'm not bougie. I'm low maintenance bougie.
I accept the term bougie because there is certain things I have standards. Like, and I think bougie is synonymous with someone who has standards. But I'm not like obnoxious, nose in the air bougie. I'm bougie as in I just stick to my standards. So I keep my nails clean. Like, I do not have dirt under my nails.
Well, that's not bougie. That's just having good hygiene.
But I expect other people to be just as well clean and groomed as I am. When I go out, I expect certain things. Like, if I see a smudge, and I'm not talking smudge like lipstick, but I'm talking about if I see any type of smudge on my glass, if my silverware look a little ashy, I need you to go ashy. Bring me some fresh silverware. I want it off of the conveyor belt.
I know silverware need lotion.
It needs to be fresh and hot off the cleaner. Off the conveyor belt. They throw the silverware in this big machine. I need one fresh off the thing. Wow. So that's not, to me, that's what I mean by low maintenance bougie. I just stick to my standards. I don't expect the unexpectable.
I just love the fact that you got those two words coming out together. Low maintenance bougie.
It's a thing.
It's like you're saying, oh, I got plenty of used Mercedes. Like,
there is hella used Mercedes in the world. I worked at a used car lot, and that's all that came through the door. It was a Mercedes.
Like, oh, this is a Mercedes. This is a 2000. Oh, this is low maintenance bougie.
Okay, well, I'm just bougie then, because you're not going to compare me to no used Mercedes.
That's bougie in itself. Just for the simple fact, like, oh, if you don't mention Mercedes, you don't say used first. You just say Mercedes. It's already got the price range. Just say Mercedes.
But no, y'all, so today is obviously Valentine's Day 2020. So February 14th, 2020. Yeah. Nate and I worked full days of work, and then we just went and enjoyed a nice dinner. We were going to go to the movies, but...
Yeah, yo, so...
Due to me leaving my purse at work, it put us behind a little bit. But
a little bit?
But the dinner was amazing. The hospitality was great. The restaurant was amazing. We went to Outback. We kept it real simple, but all y'all know that Outback is delicious. We went to Outback, and the hostess that greeted us from the beginning to the end was amazing. Like, the hostess was super nice, super amazing. Our server was on point. They were very accommodating, very attentive. And when it was all said and done, my babe, he left a nice tip, and it really made our server's night. So it just felt good. And I think it was something. It was a moment. The whole night was just very much appreciated.
Yeah. Hey, happy to help is how I'll sum it up. And it was a good evening, good food, and yeah.
And then other than that, I guess the reason why it was just such a good night is it's just been a very, very draining 2019, and going into 2020 it wasn't much better because we done experienced some things as a world, but also as individuals. But I just want to say that there is always, you know, a brighter horizon. And I think that being diligent into who you are, what you want out of life, having those practices for yourself is very powerful. And me and Nate, we're two individuals in a relationship, so we both have different practices. He's a videographer. He does production. I am an interviewer. I do a lot of connecting and a lot of conversational based work. So it's like we put a lot of time into the things that we do, and just to take these moments to just appreciate it, we have to. Like, we seen from the Kobe situation that we just got to be present and be thankful in so many different moments. So that's all I want to say, because it's Valentine's Day and I want to tell you thank you, babe, and I appreciate you so much.
Oh, appreciate you too. Thank you.
All right, y'all. Peace.
Love.
Bae.
Bae cast.